Welcome into this special edition of Good Karma Wrestling. I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast. The reason why that we have a special Good Karma Wrestling right now is because of the news that we heard regarding the passing of WWE superstar Bray Wyatt. And Bray Wyatt passed away. We heard about this Thursday at about 5:30 Central Time. And there was a tweet that was put out by Triple H. And so let's go back and read from Triple H's thoughts. He said he just received a call from WWE Hall of Famer Mike Rotundo, who informed us of the tragic news that our WWE family member for life, Wyndham Rotunda, also known as Bray Wyatt, unexpectedly passed earlier today. Our thoughts are with his family as we ask that everyone respect their privacy at this time. That is absolutely flooring and shocking, to say the least, that Bray Wyatt is no longer with us. I just remember that Gabe, Brian, and I talked about Bray Wyatt, and we said, you know, there's fans that said they saw him around WrestleMania, and they asked him, hey, are you going to be at WrestleMania? He goes, you know, and he kind of just drove off. I know that there was a match that was supposed to happen at WrestleMania, but he got ill, and they had to kind of change things on the fly. So, obviously, Bray Wyatt was not at the last WrestleMania. But what I'll remember about Bray Wyatt is that he was such a unique character. If you're going to go dark as a character, you have to go dark all the way. And you think about the Firefly Funhouse that he was involved in, how entertaining and how odd it was, because it was different from anything else you saw on WWE TV. You think about dark characters in wrestling over the years, like the Great Kabuki and Raven and Kevin Sullivan and Maniac Mark Lewin and so many others, Jake the Snake Roberts, where it's not just a heel, it's a deep, dark character. And that's exactly who Bray Wyatt was. And some would say he was a character babyface because he was such a deep, dark character. Others said he was an evil man. But he was unique. I remember him in Florida Championship Wrestling as Husky Harris. And the reason why he was Husky Harris is because Vince McMahon had this hang-up about having second or third generation wrestlers coming in with the same last name as some of the all-time greats. And so you think about Bray Wyatt. He comes from Blackjack Mulligan, his grandfather, and Mike Rotunda, his dad, and Bo Dallas, and the Wyndhams, Barry and Kendall Wyndham. I knew exactly who he was when he came in, and I said, boy, he's a big guy. He reminds me of Blackjack Mulligan. And he was Husky Harris. And here's what I always take solace in. He turned a negative into a positive. He's in Florida Championship Wrestling, and he's kind of floundering, and he has a character, but it's just like, okay, what is he going to be? And he finally comes up to the WWE, and he's completely different than everybody else in the company. He was a must-see. His slow walk to the ring, the lights being out, we as fans having our phones, and us being able to turn on our flashlights to support Bray Wyatt, again, supposedly a heel, but almost a character babyface in that regard, because we were into his character because of all of the tired tropes of heel and babyface. He blurred the lines and made him a really, really interesting character in the WWE. So he goes from Husky Harris to a guy that was beloved in professional wrestling because he was just so different. And I just remember watching his grandfather through the magazines and then in the NWA, watching Blackjack Mulligan and watching Barry Windham. Barry Windham is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time because he was just so smooth in the ring. Kendall Windham, and thinking about Bray Wyatt, a guy that can wrestle but also could tell a great story. And so I am just floored by this news here for the two-time WWE champion Bray Wyatt. And I guess that for some time we could talk about the booking and how he was booked, but I'm pushing that to the side. I'm talking about a very special character who found JoJo, who was a ring announcer in the WWE. They have a child together, a very young child. And now Bray has passed away. And we don't know why, and we don't know what the illness is. The only thing I could tell you, and this is from Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful and a couple of the sources, that the illness that he had was life-threatening. And we heard about that during WrestleMania. I hadn't heard anything since that time. And obviously, this illness or whatever is going on has taken his life in way, way too young and way, way too early in his life. And so it's just, as Triple H wrote, it is tragic news because there was so much more to give. There's so much more for Bray Wyatt to give us as wrestling fans. And so on behalf of Good Karma Wrestling and all of us as wrestling fans, rest in peace to a unique person in the ring in Bray Wyatt. It is just amazing that I've got to be able to give this news. Again, this week we've had two deaths. We'd had the legendary, great Terry Funk, who meant so much to so many since the 1970s, part of the Funk family. His brother wrestled, his dad wrestled, Dory Funk Sr. And now we have, again, another generational talent in Bray Wyatt passing away in the same week. You just never know. And you think about that Wyatt family, how special it was. And I was thinking about some of the matches that I really enjoyed from Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family. Thinking about Wyatt against Matt Hardy in the Ultimate Deletion match. Thinking about the feud that Bray Wyatt had with John Cena. They had several really good matches. We always kid on Good Karma Wrestling that Bray Wyatt is the only guy that had John Cena turn heel. Remember that WrestleMania kind of crazy match they had? It wasn't even really a match as much as it is. We saw John Cena turn heel just for like 30 seconds against Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family against the Shield. And also the great matches that Bray Wyatt had with Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins. But just understand this, that it wasn't just Bray Wyatt, it was The Fiend as well. And again, this is what makes a very, very interesting character. The way it wasn't just Bray Wyatt, just character made from, you know, writers in the back. He had so much to do with his own character and his own cadence and having the Wyatt family and telling his own story. Sure, it had to be greenlit by WWE, but just the way that he came across, and this is what resonates, I think, with us as wrestling fans. If it doesn't feel manufactured and it feels authentic, we're all about it as wrestling fans. And that's who Bray Wyatt was. So Bray, thank you for the endless hours of entertainment. Thank you for what you did in the WWE. You turned a negative into a positive. You were just going to be just the guy in Florida Championship Wrestling. You turned into someone that people will always miss, Bray Wyatt. Of course, if there's anything more on this, we'll give you the update at GKW_wrestling on X, formerly known as Twitter, and of course our YouTube page, youtube.com. Look for Good Karma Wrestling as well. I'm Jonathan Hood, and again, we're talking about the passing of Bray Wyatt, just a unique character in WWE who passed away. A very sad week for all of us as wrestling fans. First, the legendary Terry Funk, and now Bray Wyatt. Thanks for listening.